Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 12th of November. Starting off with an old favourite, Amigo, which has slowly managed to rehabilitate itself. We had the bear trap from below the sixpence floor in July. I think the low was 5.5 for November. Then we broke neckline resistance around 7p. That was another tick there, breaking that August resistance line at 8p, and that really broke the downtrend and also filled the gap that we had down from the beginning of the month. So that was an exhaustion gap reversal. So that's another plus there. A couple of days of churn here, but up to and breaking the 20-day moving average at 8.5. And really, while we're above 8, I suppose, really, we're looking for further upside, probably towards 11 or 12p. The old peak at the end of September, up to 13p. So that would probably make for a reasonable target if we keep going. But above 8, up to 13. End of day close above the 50-day moving average, the blue line there, just under 10p would be the next goal for bulls of Amigo at the moment. But 13p, hopefully, on the cards over the next couple of weeks. Stock that I don't normally look at, but just thought it's got a sort of a wider view here, a stock which looks like it might be re-rating quite nicely, Arrow Global. It's been through hell basically with the fall that we had in March, and just managed to now fill the gap up to what's that, £1.76, come back from that, but at least while we're above the October peak around the 145 level, we should see higher prices for the shares. Best case scenario target here over the next month or two up to the June price channel top of £2.40, but that's only valid while we hold above £1.45. Today's low £1.49, and obviously one wants to be cautious given the rather difficult history of those shares. On to a stock which doesn't get much airtime normally, but it's here today, Duke Royalty. The reason for the inclusion really is the gap through the 200-day moving average at 26.8p. The view here is that while we're above the floor of the gap at 26p, we're looking for higher prices. Best case scenario probably at the moment, the top of the March triangle as high as 42 or 43p. If you're rather more sceptical, probably just say that the shares will peak out just above 30p, but at least if you're in the stock, there may be a little bit more to go there for Duke Royalty. Oil and gas is back at the moment, especially the minnows. We've seen that with the larger companies, Premier and Tullow, and across the board. But Echo Energy coming through now. Here we've got a situation where the shares have had their basing around towards the 0.3 level, higher low for the end of October going into November. But while we're above the 50-day moving average at 0.39, looking for at least a little bit of a bull run here, perhaps up towards the top of the rising trend channel from the beginning of August there, while we hold above 0.39, that target towards 0.6 or maybe 0.65. if we're lucky for the shares of Echo Energy. If you're cautious, maybe wait for an end of day close through 0.44, which was last month's high. So we'll see whether we can get that over the next few days. Hurricane Energy, also a stock which has taken the people through, I suppose, hell and back over the recent past. Here we've got we had that last sort of gap down in September, which obviously wasn't very helpful. But since then, interestingly, a sort of saucer-shaped reversal here. So that is promising quite a recovery if we can maintain that momentum. Breaking the 50-day moving average on the close yesterday, 3.04p, and above that, looking for higher prices. Probably the favoured destination at this point would be a retest of the September 6p resistance zone, looking for something like 6 to 7p, maybe up to 8p at the 200-day moving average if we're lucky by the end of next month. If you're cautious on the shares, you'd probably wait for a break of that September neckline resistance to 3.8p before assuming 6p plus for this particular stock. But it is interesting with that saucer recovery, that does imply there is a sort of change of trend and an improved sentiment towards the shares. Covered NTOG, Nostratera, a few days ago. I suppose the big event here really is to see whether the shares can finally clear 0.5. The auspices are good in the sense that we gapped through the 50-day moving average earlier this month and held the 50-day line after that. So that does suggest that there is a trend change for the shares, which would be something of a miracle given the history of the stock. Rising trend channel that can be drawn from April, and top of that channel currently pointing at a 0.7 pence target. The upside, I suppose, valid now while we hold above the 50-day line. Maybe you could give it up to the 200-day line at 0.37, but really the 50-day line at 0.35 above that, we've got a chance of 0.7 pence for Nostra Terra and its long-suffering shareholders. Not quite so long-suffering for shareholders of Novacyt. We had a bit of a rug pull earlier in the week, courtesy of our friends at Pfizer. Current situation is that we managed to get back above that neckline, broken neckline support at £7.60. While we're above that, looking for, I suppose, the 20-day moving average at 9.58, and hopefully over the next, let's say, 2 to 4 weeks, a retest of that right-hand shoulder up to £11.20. But any dips at this stage towards the 7.60 level regarded as a buying opportunity, and that's probably where the stop loss would be, or just below that. For Novacyt, an end-of-day close above the 30-day average, £8.88 today, would be something of a bonus. Although, it doesn't look like we'll quite get that today. Maybe for tomorrow instead. 1 p.m. Surprisingly good-looking chart at the moment. If it comes through, here we've got a break of the 200-day moving average, currently around the 19 pence level. We've broken neckline resistance that was at 18 pence. So while we're above 18, looking for the upside here, potential destination up towards the top of that rising June trend channel at 28 pence, and hopefully that's a reasonable 1 to 2 month target for the stock while we hold above 18 pence. Sarium is a point of a stock of interest at the moment. Very similar chart here to that of remote monitored systems, so the double bounce on the moving average and then up. Initial target here, the 20-day moving average at 1.79 pence, which we've come close to. An end-of-day close above that could then take the shares at least back to the initial November resistance at 2.29 pence. Stop loss at the moment, I suppose, can't really be much tighter than the 50-day line, currently rising at 1.26 pence. A bit of a Q&A going on as we speak, as far as SupplyMe Capital is concerned. I had somebody DM me about where the support and resistance is on the shares. I suppose the nightmare scenario is that we go back down to the floor of that falling trend channel that I've drawn at 0.25, but it looks as though so far the shares might be able to avoid that. That would mean, I suppose, that the trend line is like that rather than the way I've drawn it, so a falling wedge rather than a trend channel. But the level to break in terms of resistance is that September neckline support at 0.38. End of day close above that, either today or for the week, would then hopefully open up the shares for a move back towards the top of the channel there at 0.6 pence as a best case scenario. But at the moment, hopefully the 0.3 area is the lasting support for the shares, especially given that we've had a key reversal to the upside today, i.e. breaking yesterday's low and then breaking the high of yesterday. On to a stock which has been a favorite over recent months on Share Talk and elsewhere, Alien Metals. Here we've bounced off the 30-day moving average around 1.44 pence. Good to see an end of day close above a second end of day close, consecutive end of day close above that today. But the real fireworks would start, and a resumption of the rally would start with an end-of-day close through the 20-day moving average at 1.72 pence. That would then hopefully give us a target at around 2.2 pence, which was resistance on the way down for the shares. At least while we're above the 50-day line, though, the technical glass remains half full rather than half empty. Good news from Victoria Oil and Gas today. I think a settlement of some dispute of some kind. Here you can see that the shares have actually broken or broke that falling trend channel that we had on the 50-day moving average at 2.68 early today. They also gapped through the 50-day moving average, which is a very strong technical signal normally, and that's the reason for the inclusion today, even though obviously we've missed the boat or part of the boat today on the rally. The view is that if we can get a decent end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average at 3.5 pence, the best-case scenario target here over the next 1 to 2 months would be 6 to 6.25 pence at the top of that March broadening triangle formation. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.